My name is Jeff Marvin. I'd just like to take a moment and thank my committee members, Drs. McCarty, Martin, Lou, and Toler for their help in the project. The objective here was to look at the effectiveness of using some organic fungicides and reducing the amount of synthetic fungicides required, and also looking at any interaction between organic and synthetic nitrogen programs. Our previous speaker did a great job on characterizing dollar spots, so probably no reason to really go over this slide. Materials and methods. The site was located in Clemson University. Our research green looked at L93 creeping bentgrass. Application timing ranged from late spring through early fall, with repeat applications every 14 to 30 days. Used a CO2 power backpack sprayer at 40 gallons to the acre. Fertility was maintained at 4 pounds of nitrogen annually. It was a split plot, again, with fertility being the main effect, either a synthetic or organic source. 1.5 by 1.5 meter plots, ANOVA at 0.05 LSD. My rating scale for disease incidence, I used a grid intersect, 0 to 289, 0 indicating no infection, 289 indicating complete infection of that area. Also a visual quality of 0 to 9, 0 equaling dead turf, and 9 indicating a perfect stand of turf. Applications were initiated May 15th, 2008 and 2009. Here we have my fertility that I used. The organic utilized a Novozymes Turf Vigor 936, which is a liquid, and Novozymes EndoRoots 331, which is a granular. The synthetic program utilized a Parkway 7014, which is a liquid, and an Anderson's 6012 granular. And then additional products were used to maintain a 1-1-2 ratio of N, P, and K across the study. The first treatment here was our synthetic one. I'm not going to read through all the treatments. You can just see, as indicated from our previous speaker, pretty much on a 14-day rotation of various fungicides. Similar synthetic two treatment, again, on a 14-day rotation. Here we looked at a reduced one where we applied Insignia every 30 days and then looked at adding in this EcoGuard Paradigm and Plant Shield on a 14-day rotation. Reduced two looked at a Dacanil application every 30 days followed by Mycostop and Rhapsody on a 14-day application interval. And then we had a solely organic treatment, looking at all four of our organic products on a 14-day interval. And I tried to split them up where I applied at least two of those products on a weekly basis, which is a fairly intensive program trying to maintain. First slide here is our dollar spot occurrence in 2008. And for each year, I've kind of picked two rating dates to single out, one midway through in August and another one toward the end in October. But for the most part, 2008 was a year that we really didn't see a lot of disease pressure. Fairly high temperatures across, you know, July through mid-September into October, and very little rainfall, which will be kind of indicated in the later photos. Again, turf grass visual quality, you know, throughout the year, majority of the products maintained above 7 on a turf grass quality. Toward the end of the study, starting in October, some of the organic programs, whether it was synthetic organic or the organic fertilizer and the organic fungicide, started to drop below that 7 on a visual turf grass quality. 2008, we're going to look at August. And again, here you can see everything's below a 5% disease incidence. We really didn't see a big interaction between the fertility regimes. Organic or synthetic didn't improve or decline or decrease the amount of control. OS1, abbreviate everything, so your first letter, O, was organic fertility, and then you've got your synthetic 1 fungicide treatment compared to the synthetic fertility, synthetic 1 treatment, organic synthetic 2 on the bottom, and synthetic 2 bottom right. Again, very little to no disease pressure in those slides. Your organic reduced 1, synthetic reduced 1 in the upper portion, organic reduced 2, and synthetic reduced 2, lower portion in August. Again, very little disease pressure. Your organic and synthetic organic, very little pressure inside those plots. And the one there on the left, you can start to see a little disease pressure outside the treated area in August. Moving ahead to October of 2008, we can start to see some of the organic controls start to break down or lose their efficacy, particularly your reduced 1, organic, and synthetic organic. They're approaching 15%, and I had pretty much assumed or set 15% as a threshold limit. You can see there synthetic reduced 1, and then the organic synthetic 1 program, synthetic reduced 2, kind of providing your best treatment in October of 2008. Again, similar photo layout. Your organic synthetic 1 and synthetic 1 upper portion, organic synthetic 2 and synthetic 2 program. Again, showing pretty decent control still at this rating date. Here we have organic reduced 1 and synthetic reduced 1. You start to see some disease incidence occurring. Organic reduced 2 and synthetic reduced 2, a little more disease incidence in both of those programs on October 11th, 2008. And finally, our organic and our synthetic organic fungicide regime showing right there is probably just about 15%, a little less disease incidence on that rating day. Moving forward to 2009, we saw a very different outcome, and a lot of that I would say is attributed to the differing weather patterns between the 2 years. As I noticed or mentioned before, 2008 was fairly dry and pretty warm. 2009, we received an abundance of rainfall compared to our average, and our monthly average temperatures were slightly lower than what you expect for summer months in Clemson, South Carolina. And as a result, you can see as early as July where there's a number of programs that are starting to lose their efficacy and going above or beyond that 15% threshold range throughout the duration of the study in November. Really, the only two for the duration of 2009 that showed any significant advantage were the Synthetic 1 program, either on organic or synthetic fertilizer. Both programs maintained almost 0% disease incidence across the study. Again, turfgrass visual quality, similar results with the amount of disease pressure we're seeing. July, everything bottomed out. Falling pretty well below the 7 as far as acceptable quality, and then remaining below for the most part. Again, the only exceptions there really being the synthetic 1 program that maintained above a 7 on visual quality. Again, here we have in 2009 in August, you can see the synthetic organic and the organic above 40% on disease incidence. The others, your reduced programs, then drop down below 20%, and your synthetic 1 program all the way over on the right, providing the best control during August at less than 5% disease incidence. And here's a kind of replication of that. You got your synthetic 1 program, upper half of the screen, synthetic 2 program, bottom portion of the screen. Reduced 1, you start to see some dollar spot there, upper right hand on organic reduced one, synthetic reduced one. You're seeing it there in the lower left-hand corner. Organic reduced two, also seeing increased disease incidence. The organic, and synthetic organic, both fairly high. One thing I did notice between the years, infection sites, for whatever reason, in 2009 just seemed much smaller, but more proliferant. Your average infection site, when I was looking at it, was probably less than a centimeter in diameter versus the previous year, where we did see some patches start to coalesce and form larger areas. Here we have October 2009, and a similar trend to August, where you can see the synthetic organic and organic organic well above the 15% threshold. Some of the reduced programs, reduced two, reduced one, are up above 20%, which is above my 15% threshold limit. And again, there in October, your best treatment being the synthetic one, whether it be on organic or synthetic fertilizer. Again, similar layout here. You got your synthetic one treatment, upper portion, synthetic two, in the bottom half. It's on October 17th of 2009. Here we have reduced one, the upper corner or upper half of the, and then reduced two in the bottom half. Organic, and synthetic organic, definitely showing your increased disease incidence on October 17th, 2009. I put together an area under disease progress curve for all the treatments by year. And real quick, I mean, you can see the difference in area under disease progress curve between the 2 years, being extremely more proliferant or prolific in 2009. Conclusions, year one, synthetic reduced one, organic synthetic one, organic reduced two, provided the best results. Organic reduced one was the only treatment that exceeded the 15% disease incidence. Year one, all plots maintain acceptable turf grass quality through August. Organic, SR2, and SS2 finished are less than seven. Year two, the synthetic one program provided the best results. And like I said, that was usually, it was below 5% disease incidence across the study duration. And synthetic one and reduced one were the only plots to show turf quality greater than seven for the study period. Some future research still need to look at some in vitro interaction between the pathogen and the control organisms. We need to evaluate some foliar versus granular nitrogen on fungicide efficacy, and additional field trials need to be evaluated. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions or comments if we have time.
We do not. We'll take questions at the end.
Thank you.